The news was published on Saturday, September 28th, 2024. I am Mary. So, you've probably heard about this AI image generation craze, right? It's like everyone and their grandma can suddenly become Picasso with just a few keystrokes. But let me tell you, it's not as simple as waving a magic wand. These AI image generators are pretty clever little things. They're like digital pack rats, hoarding all sorts of content from databases or scouring the web like a nosy neighbor peeking over the fence. And voila! They whip up an image based on whatever gibberish you type in. Now, before you get too excited and start planning your AI art gallery, hold your horses. Not all these services are created equal. It's like comparing a gourmet meal to a gas station sandwich. Some will give you a masterpiece, while others might leave you with something that looks like your cat walked across the keyboard. And don't even get me started on data protection. Some of these services are about as secure as a chocolate teapot. Plus, the pricing? It's a wild west out there. You might find a steal, or you might need to sell a kidney. Features vary too. Some are bare bones, others are loaded with more bells and whistles than a Christmas tree. All right, let's talk recommendations. If you want the creme de la creme, CNET's editor's choice is DALL-E 3. It's like the overachiever of the AI art world. This bad boy can handle complex prompts like a pro, and it's got a conversational flow smoother than butter. It's creative too, like that artsy friend who always comes up with the coolest ideas. But here's the catch. You need a ChatGPT Plus account, which will set you back $20 a month. Oh, and heads up, OpenAI might use your stuff for training. But don't worry, you can ask them to knock it off if you're not cool with it. Now, if you're more of a freebie hunter, Leonardo AI might be your jam. It's got a solid free plan that'll give you plenty to play with. And get this. It's got this nifty prompt improvement tool. It's like having a little AI assistant that takes your half-baked idea and turns it into a gourmet dish. Canva just snatched it up, but you can still use it on the website. If you're willing to shell out some cash, you can unlock even more editing tools. Lastly, if you're as creative as a wet blanket and your wallet's emptier than a politician's promises, check out Canva's Magic Media Generator. It's so easy to use. Even your technophobic uncle could figure it out. They give you 50 free credits to start with, but once those are gone, you'll need to upgrade to the paid pro plan if you want more. But hey, at least they automatically opt you out of training their AI on your masterpieces. Now let's take a stroll down memory lane, shall we? Picture this. It's the 1990s, and digital photo editing software is bursting onto the scene like a supernova. Suddenly, anyone with a computer and a bit of patience could tweak, transform, and totally overhaul their photos. It was like giving a paintbrush to everyone and saying, "Go wild." And boy, did people go wild. Remember those early days of Photoshop? It was like being handed the keys to a magical kingdom where reality was just a suggestion. People were slimming waistlines, erasing blemishes, and even putting their heads on celebrity bodies faster than you could say JPEG. It was a brave new world of pixels and possibilities. But here's the kicker. Just like our modern AI image generators, this digital revolution came with its fair share of drama. Professional photographers were freaking out, thinking their jobs were going the way of the dodo. Art purists were clutching their pearls, worried that the line between reality and fiction was blurring faster than a toddler with a crayon. Sound familiar? And let's not forget the ethical minefield this opened up. Suddenly, every magazine cover looked like it had been polished smoother than a bowling ball. People started questioning everything they saw. Is that really her waist? Did they seriously erase his wrinkles? It was like the whole world had put on its skeptic glasses. But you know what? Despite all the hand-wringing and doomsday predictions, photography didn't die, it evolved. People learned to appreciate both the raw, unfiltered shots and the digitally enhanced masterpieces. It's kind of like how we're navigating the AI image world now, trying to find that sweet spot between innovation and authenticity. Fast forward to the early 2000s and bam, stock photo websites hit the scene like a ton of perfectly lit, commercially viable bricks. Suddenly, you didn't need to hire a photographer for every little thing. Need a picture of a businessman looking stressed? Boom, a woman eating salad and laughing? Got it. A cat wearing sunglasses? Weird, but okay. These websites were like the buffet of the visual world. You could just browse, pick what you needed, and voila, instant imagery without the hassle of setting up a whole photo shoot. It was convenient, it was cheap, and it was changing the game faster than you could say generic office meeting photo. Now, if you were a professional photographer or illustrator back then, you might have felt like the rug was being pulled out from under you. Suddenly, companies that used to hire you for custom shoots were just grabbing images off the internet. It was like showing up to a potluck with a homemade pie, only to find the table already loaded with store-bought desserts. But here's the thing. It didn't spell the end for creative professionals. Instead, it pushed them to up their game. Photographers started focusing on unique, high-quality shots that stock sites couldn't replicate. Illustrators leaned into custom work that truly captured a brand's essence. It was adapt or die, and many chose to adapt brilliantly. The advent of AI image generators could be a game changer for creative industries. We're talking about a potential revolution here, folks. Just imagine, you've got this idea for a stunning visual, but you're not exactly Picasso with a paintbrush. No worries. You could just describe what you want to an AI, and boom, it whips up something that looks like it took hours of painstaking work. It's like having a genie in a bottle, but instead of three wishes, you get unlimited visual creations. This tech could spawn entirely new job roles. Picture this: AI prompt engineers becoming the new rock stars of the creative world. These folks would be the wordsmiths who know exactly how to sweet-talk an AI into producing jaw-dropping visuals. Or how about AI art directors? They'd be the visionaries who can see the big picture and guide the AI to bring it to life. It's like being a conductor, but instead of an orchestra, you're directing a symphony of pixels and algorithms. And let's talk about speed. In industries like advertising, gaming, and film, where time is money, AI could be a total game changer. Imagine cranking out concept art for a video game in minutes instead of days. Or visualizing an entire movie storyboard before your morning coffee gets cold. It's like strapping a rocket to the creative process. But here's the million-dollar question. Will this tech enhance human creativity or replace it? My gut says it'll be a bit of both. It might squeeze out some jobs, sure, but it could also free up creatives to focus on the big ideas, rather than getting bogged down in the nitty-gritty execution. Now, let's switch gears and talk about the elephant in the room: legal battles and regulations. The AI image generation landscape is like the Wild West right now, and the sheriff's about to ride into town. We've got ongoing lawsuits against companies like Stable Diffusion that could set some serious precedents. It's like watching a high-stakes poker game where the chips are intellectual property rights. These legal showdowns could reshape the entire industry. Imagine if the courts decide that AI companies need explicit permission for every image they use to train their models. It would be like trying to build a sandcastle with tweezers, painstaking and slow. Or what if they rule that AI-generated art can't be copyrighted? That could open up a whole can of worms about ownership and value in the digital age. And then there's the possibility of new laws coming into play. Lawmakers might step in to protect artists' rights and regulate AI training data. It's like trying to baby-proof a house that's still being built. Tricky, but necessary. These regulations could put the brakes on the AI art boom, or they could provide a framework for it to grow responsibly. Either way, it's going to be a roller coaster ride for everyone involved in the creative industries. As we navigate this brave new world of AI-generated art, we might see a fascinating split emerge. Picture art galleries of the future with two distinct wings, one for human-created masterpieces and another for AI-generated wonders. It's like having separate Olympic events for humans and robots, each impressive in their own right, but fundamentally different. This division could extend to art competitions, too. Imagine the Turner Prize with an AI category, or the Oscars recognizing best AI-assisted visual effects. It's not as far-fetched as it sounds. After all, we already have separate categories for animated and live-action films. This could open up whole new avenues for artistic expression and appreciation. But here's where it gets really interesting. We might see the emergence of a completely new aesthetic unique to AI-generated images. Think about it. AI doesn't have the same biases or limitations as human artists. It might create visual styles that we've never even dreamed of. It's like when abstract art first hit the scene, people were baffled at first, but it eventually gained recognition as a valid form of artistic expression. This new AI aesthetic could influence human artists too, creating a feedback loop of inspiration and innovation. We might see human artists trying to mimic AI styles, or deliberately creating art that AI can't replicate. It's like a visual arms race, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in art. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Mary,